From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said Tuesday he did nothing improper in meeting twice last year with Russia's ambassador to Washington, and that any suggestion he colluded with Moscow officials in last year's presidential election campaign is an appalling and detestable lie. When asked why he recused himself from the ongoing Russian investigation, Sessions said he was following guidelines.
I recuse myself not because of any asserted wrongdoing or any belief that I may have been involved in any wrongdoing in the campaign, but because a Department of Justice regulation.
The Attorney General said he never heard any suggestions during the campaign that Russia was somehow interfering to help Trump. North Korea has released 22-year-old Otto Warmbier from prison after 17 months. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said efforts are now underway to free other Americans detained by Pyongyang.
We continue our discussions with the North Korean regime regarding the release of the three other American citizens that have been detained.
Warmbier's parents say that he has been in a coma for more than a year. State Department officials refused to comment on Warmbier's health, citing department guidelines, and said that last time they had access to Warmbier was in March of last year. The United Nations Human Rights Office says Thailand should bring its laws criminalizing insults against the monarchy in line with international law. A Thai military court handed down what's considered the longest ever sentence for the offense of Les Majesty, a 35-year prison sentence to a man for social media posts deemed defamatory to the monarch. This is VOA. U.S. President Donald Trump is assailing the latest federal appellate court decision blocking his executive order restricting travel from six majority Muslim countries where terrorist attacks have occurred. The president tweeted Tuesday morning, quote, "Well, as predicted, the Ninth Circuit did it again, ruled against the travel ban at such a dangerous time in the history of our country," end quote. Speaking to reporters, Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the White House still believes in the order.
We continue to be confident that the president's executive order to protect this country is fully lawful and ultimately will be upheld by the Supreme Court.
The appellate court said the president overstepped his authority when he issued the March 6 executive order. The European Union will pursue legal action against Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland for failing to take in their share of refugees. Lori London has more.
Despite noting great success in relocating refugees from the European Union to lessen the burden on countries such as Greece, the European Commission said that these three countries have either not relocated any refugees or refused to pledge to do so. The plan to relocate 160,000 refugees, now mostly located in Greece and Italy, throughout the EU, was agreed upon in September of 2015.
The three countries have 24 hours to pledge to relocate refugees. British Prime Minister Theresa May and French President Emmanuel Macron are joining forces in order to crack down on tech companies, ensuring they step up their efforts to combat terrorism online. Britain and France face similar challenges in fighting homegrown Islamist extremism and share similar scars from deadly attacks that rocked London, Manchester, Paris, and Nice. May traveled to Paris on Tuesday to hold talks on counterterrorism measures and Britain's departure from the European Union. She said major internet companies have failed to live up to prior commitments to do more to prevent extremists from finding a safe space online. Macron urged European countries, especially Germany, to join the effort to fight Islamist extremism propaganda on the web. Yahoo, an iconic early adapter of the World Wide Web, is now part of Verizon Communications after a $4.48 billion deal that was finalized Tuesday for Yahoo's core internet operations. The remainder of Yahoo will be called Atlaba Incorporated, which will serve as a holding company for Yahoo shares in Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. Yahoo was founded in 1994 by two Stanford graduate students. About 2,100 people are expected to lose their job under a new structure in what should be a cost-saving measure. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.